WJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, lots of activity last night with cross country as the state qualifying meets were held in all classes at a number of locations. Let's start in Class 3A. Atlantic hosting a cross country qualifying meet last night at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. The Atlantic boys team is headed to the state tournament for the second straight season, earning a third place finish. The Trojans earned their way back by the slimmest of margins. Atlantic and Harlan tied for third with 107 points apiece. The top three teams qualify. It came down to the sixth place runner, and Ethan Williams' 42nd place finish was the ticket to the state meet. Craig Allen Becker led the way for the Trojans with a strong third place finish. Also for Atlantic, Bradley Dennis placed 18th, Drew Engler 26th, Evan Brummer 27th, Zane Berg placed 33rd, Cooper Gibson was 61st. Others in the top 15, Trey Gross of Harlan at number 5, Kemper Catholic's Tyler Putney was 9th, Sam McIntyre of Glenwood was 10th, Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic 13th, and Isaac Jones of Harlan placing 15th yesterday. Nate Muller of ADM was the champion. Carlisle and North Polk were the top two teams. They also qualify for the state meet. On the girls' side, Taylor McCready battled through a foot injury to finish in 12th place at the state qualifying meet Thursday and earn a trip to state. Atlantic came up just shy as a team with a fourth place finish behind Harlan, Glenwood, and ADM. They were the top three teams. Atlantic was 17 points out of that third and final qualifying spot. They had 115 points, ADM in third with 98 points. Standout sophomore Ainsley Erzin of Carlisle won the individual title by a wide margin. Lisa Schaefer of North Polk was the runner-up. Also locally in the top 15, Braylon Baker of Creston was third. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan, fourth. Rachel Mullinex of Glenwood was sixth. Claire Miller of Denison, seventh. Paige Davis of Creston was eighth. Emma Hughes of Glenwood placing 10th. Liv Friend of Harlan was 11th. Taylor McCready of Atlantic, as we mentioned, was 12th. Abby Alberti of Harlan was 13th. And Kaya Beaker of Harlan was 14th in that meet. Also, the ACGC girls cross-country team had an impressive showing at the Class 2A qualifying meet at Panorama yesterday. Kate Crawford took the individual title, and the Chargers won the team title by a wide margin with 61 points. Emmitsburg and Sheraton were second and third. Crawford, the individual champ, followed by Ella Waddle of Panorama, second. Tori Castle of Trainer was third. Riley Sloss of ACGC, fourth. Mason Hartley of Clarinda was fifth. Kirsten Kanabe of ACGC was sixth. Olivia Steffen of Panorama, eighth. Brenna Gottfried of Shenandoah was 10th, Peyton Beckham of Panorama 11th, Jordan Reimer of Underwood at 13th, and Sarah Gilbert of Shenandoah was 15th. They all qualify for state. The Trainer boys cross-country team punched their ticket to state with a third-place finish at that meet yesterday with 105 points. Des Moines Christian and Albia were 1 and 2. Loudon Foster of West Central Valley was the individual champion. Other state qualifiers in the top 15 include Baylor Bergren of Red Oak at 6th, Derek Thompson of Trainer was 7th, Cole Dooley of Trainer was 14th, Justin McCunn of Red Oak placing 15th in that meet yesterday. AHSTW took home the team title, and Nottoway Valley came in third in the Class 1A state qualifying meet at Mount Air yesterday. AHSTW winning the girls' title with 55 points, 1 point ahead of Van Meter. Nottoway Valley placed third. They all qualify. Top 15 qualifiers include Claire Kelly of Van Meter, who was the champ. Also, Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley was fourth. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley, fifth. Grace Slater of Audubon was sixth. Chloe Falcon of AHSTW was seventh. Ryan Porch of AHSTW was ninth. Julia Cook of AHSTW placing 10th. And Hannah Tiggison of Audubon placing 12th. They all advance. Josh Bowdler and the Nottoway Valley Wolverines won titles at the Mount Air Boys Cross Country meet yesterday. Bowdler took the individual title with a time of 16 minutes, 25.19 seconds. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was the runner-up. Other individual qualifiers include Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley, who was 6th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning, 7th, Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley was 8th, Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley, 12th, and Ben Schroeder of Riverside was 14th. Nottoway Valley, Earlham, and Ogden, the top three teams in that meet. Tri-Center's Peyton Poggi was the individual champion, and Logan Magnolia took the team title at the 1A state qualifying cross-country meet at Ridgeview yesterday. Poggi finished nearly 30 seconds ahead of runner-up Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia. The Panthers took the team title with 39 points. Taylor Sporer was third, Kylie Morrison fifth, and Violet Lapke seventh for the Panthers. Tri-Center was just outside of team qualification in fourth place. They were 20 points back of third place Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Northwest Webster was second. Carly McKeever of St. Albert also qualified, placing 12th. On the boys' side, it was Galen Catholic, Tri-Center, and St. Albert, the top three teams, as they all advance. Individually, Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert, the runner-up. Brett McGee of Tri-Center was fourth. John Frank of Tri-Center was sixth. Tarek Rowe of Logan Magnolia, 13th, and Nate Wright of Woodbine, 15th, as they all qualify. Sioux City North, Urbandale, and Waukee were the three state qualifying teams from the Class 4A district meets at Council Bluffs yesterday. Peyton Mars of Urbandale was the champ. Will Lohr of Sioux City North, the runner-up. Wemoc Gilo of Thomas Jefferson was third. TJ's Juan Martinez was eighth, and Aiden Booten qualified ninth. Connor Lanciel of Lewis Central also qualified for state with a 13th place finish. Waukee, Sioux City East, and Urbandale girls cross-country teams advanced from that meet in Council Bluffs yesterday. Kaya Downs of Sioux City East was the individual champ, the only individual qualifier from our region. Haley Bach of Lewis Central, she finished 14th overall. Well, the Atlantic Trojans football team will finish their 2019 season tonight with a road trip to face the Red Oak Tigers. Atlantic is looking to build off a strong performance last week and a 55-25 win over Shenandoah. Tyler Moen ripped off 523 yards rushing and five rushing touchdowns, along with two defensive touchdowns in that win. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said that performance was part of a great team effort.
Yeah, you know, it couldn't happen to a better kid. And our offensive line, I know we're really, trying to push him down the road a little bit. Even before the game, our offensive line met, and they wanted him to go over 200 yards, and I'm sure that obviously was done. But it was good that he was meeting with them, and our offensive line put him on his back and wanted to get things done. They did a great job of getting him to the second level. And then Tyler, he's always got to make one guy miss, and that's exactly what he did.
Red Oak has struggled with low numbers combined with injuries this season. Coach McDermott said despite that, the Tigers have two strong running backs with experience, that the Trojans will need to slow down.
Well, they got two nice running backs back from last year, and I know they haven't quite had the season that they wanted, as you mentioned, but those guys are still dangerous. It's not like they just poof or gone. So those two guys are real concerns. They're trying to get them the ball multiple ways, out of the backfield, out through the air. They can do some damage in the open field.
Well, the Trojans and the Tigers are set for a 7:00 kickoff. Chris Parks, Mike Smith will have the call of the game on KJAN. Pregame show gets underway at 6:30. You can catch the game on air, online, or watch it with us on KJAN TV on our website. Listen to our Pick'em show, Who's Going to Win at 6, and then stay tuned after the game for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, starting at 10. You can also hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon. In other high school football around the region tonight, in Class 2A District 9, in addition to the Atlantic Red Oak game, it's Greene County at OABCIG. That's for the district title. Shenandoah is at Kemper Catholic. Also in Class 1A, Clarinda is at Van Meter, Mount Air at ACGC, and West Central Valley at Panorama in District 8. District 9 has Trainer hosting Cherokee Washington, Underwood at Missouri Valley. In 3A football tonight in District 1, Denison at Lamar's. In District 2, Carroll at Dallas Center Grimes. In District 9, Creston is at Glenwood. Lewis Central at ADM, Winterset at Harlan. Also in Class A football tonight in District 2, IKM Manning hosting Ridgeview. In District 9, AHSTW is at St. Albert, Nottoway Valley at Earlham, Riverside at Southwest Valley. In District 10, Logan Magnolia is at Tri-Center. In 8-man football tonight in District 1, Arweva is at River Valley. In District 6, Lennox is at Moravia. District 7, it's Fremont Mills at Stanton Essex and Griswold at Bedford. In District 8, it's pretty much a district championship game tonight in Audubon. Cam visiting the Audubon Wheelers tonight. Boyer Valley is at Woodbine. Coon Rapids Bayard at Elkhorn, Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton. And Glidden Ralston plays at West Harrison in action tonight. In college football, Drake will be out for its first 4-0 start of the Pioneer Football League race since 2012 when the Bulldogs host Morehead State. Much of the reason for their fast start is the play of freshman quarterback Ian Corwin. The native of Oklahoma has 9 touchdown passes and just 1 interception in conference play so far this year.
You know, one of the things that's been really impressive in these last 3 games is how smart we've been with the football and how he's taken care of it. So, just seeing from week 1 until now, his understanding of the offense, more importantly, feeling comfortable in his team, with his teammates. Yeah, I think that's something that I think gets overlooked a little bit.
That's Drake coach Todd Stepsis, who says Corwin showed early in fall camp that he had what it took to be the starter. Morehead State comes in at 2-1 in the league. SMU has continued its perfect start to the season, defeating a state rival. The 16th-ranked Mustangs are 8-0 overall, 4-0 in the American Athletic Conference, after Shane Bouchel and Xavier Jones led their offense in a 34-31 victory at Houston last night. In the NFL, Kirk Cousins was able to get a victory against the team that let him go in the summer of 2018. Cousins was 23 of 26 for 285 yards without a turnover as the Minnesota Vikings knocked off Washington 19-9 last night, improving to 6-2 on the season. In baseball news, David Ross was one of the most popular players at Wrigley Field while helping the Chicago Cubs end a 108-year World Series title drought. And now he's stepping back into the dugout again, this time as the manager. The Cubs have hired the former catcher to replace Joe Maddon, who left the team after missing the playoffs for the first time in five seasons since being named manager of the franchise. Ross was a revered leader on the 2016 squad that won the World Series and spent the last three seasons in the team's front office. The Phillies also landed a former catcher as their manager. They plan to introduce Joe Girardi in a news conference on Monday. Girardi replaces Gabe Kapler, who was fired after his injury-depleted team went 81-81, despite significant offseason additions, including the arrivals of Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto. The person with knowledge of the decision says the Padres have hired Rangers coach J.C. Tingler as their manager. Tingler replaces Andy Green, who was blamed for the Padres' second-half collapse this year. He has no previous major league manager experience and takes over a franchise that hasn't made the postseason since 2006. And also, Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder says there is life after Megan Gustafson, the National Player of the Year, is one of three seniors gone from last year's team that finished 29-7 and lost to eventual national champion Baylor in the Elite Eight.
You might think that's kind of crazy, considering what we lost, but when you have that type of success, you just want more.
Maddon, who left the team after missing the playoffs for the first time in five seasons since being named manager of the franchise. Ross was a revered leader on the 2016 squad that won the World Series.